Ugh, my doorman is such a creep. Did you see him leering at me? It's all your fault, Daddy. For picking out a backless gown. You always have to put me in something I can't wear a bra with. Oh, right. Your greeting. Sorry. Good evening, Daddy. I'm here to service you. The gown? Yeah, it's nice. I didn't recognize the name on the tag, though. Some new up-and-coming designer? No, I didn't Google it. I already forgot the name. What am I doing? I'm texting my sister. Yes, I know the no phones rule, but we're just driving. It's no big deal. I need a new one, by the way. The screen on this one is going all fucky. Can we go into the Apple store soon? Alright, fine. I'm putting it away. Jeez. Where are we going anyway? Ooh, a surprise. Come on. These fancy shindigs are basically all the same. Whether it's a fundraiser or the ballet, like, is there really much of a difference? Excited? Not especially. I mean, we've been to so many of these lately, it's hard for me to muster up much excitement at this point. Well, yeah, I used to. Of course I used to, at first. It was fun being a shiny new arm candy, watching you show off your hot young plaything. All of their wives clutching their pearls at our scandalous age difference while their pervy husbands drooled all over me. And I loved whispering dirty things in your ear and making you squirm in front of your bougie rich friends. Oh, sorry. Your colleagues. Remember that first gala you brought me to? I remember chatting with a few of your colleagues when you walked up behind me. You whispered in my ear I had exactly 2 minutes to put my panties in your hand or I'd be punished, and that you'd be timing me. I had no idea where the restroom was. I finally panicked and ducked around a corner to slip them off. My heart was pumping out of my chest. Anyone could have walked by. God, that was so fucking hot. I was so wet the rest of the night, I was terrified people could smell it on me. Things were more exciting when we could pull off stuff like that. Back then, I was just some pretty face they may never see again. I couldn't take a risk like that now. They all know me as your girlfriend, not just some casual fling. I actually have to face these people again? Oh, we're here already? What? No valet parking? Wait, where are we? Okay, now I really want to know what's going on. Why are we parked in this tiny back alley? And in such a sketchy-looking neighborhood, too. Is this one of those secret underground BDSM parties? Daddy, are you eyes wide shutting me? Oh, okay then, Mr. Mysterious. Keep your secrets. What do you mean this is it? What is this? We're just standing in the middle of a dank, dirty alley in a shitty neighborhood. I don't get it. Where's the party? There is no party. Lesson? What lesson? Daddy, what are you talking about? Spoiled? How have I been acting spoiled? I haven't even... No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... No, Daddy, I won't talk back again. Neil? Here. But Daddy, my new dress. Ew, this gut-ass drain water running all day. No, I'm sorry. Of course I'll get on my knees for you, Daddy. Whenever you want, wherever you want. Yeah, a little. I'm sorry, but yes. It's a brand new dress, so yeah, I am a little upset. The dress I... What? Never thanked you for. Didn't I? I thought I... At least I meant to. I remember wanting to tell you how much I loved it. You know, I still remember when I first slipped it on and felt the fabric clinging to me so delicately. When I looked in the mirror and saw how it perfectly accentuated the soft, sloping curves of my body. slid along the side, going all the way up my thigh, and the tiny, delicate straps that make it seem like the front is held onto me by magic, as if one wrong move or a gust of wind, and I'd be completely naked from the waist up. And the color, it's so beautiful. I really did mean to thank you, Daddy, and tell you how much I love this gown, and the shoes that match perfectly, and the necklace. Oh, Daddy, you have such elegant taste. I should have told you before now. As soon as I got in the car, I must have been distracted. Oh, God, no. Ungrateful and spoiled, just like you said. Did I even thank you for the last one? Or the one before that? Oh, my God. Daddy, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've been horrible. I've been a spoiled, ungrateful little brat. Oh, Daddy, I'm so sorry. The way I've been acting. You must think terribly of me. Oh, God. Please forgive me, Daddy. Punish me as much as you need to, please. If I wasn't already on my knees, I'd get down to beg your forgiveness. Please, Daddy, please. I'll do anything. Anything. I'll be such a good girl from now on, you'll see. I'll show you just how thankful I am for you. How much I appreciate everything that you do for me. Whatever you want, whatever it takes, I'll do it. Whatever the punishment, I'll endure it. You'll see, Daddy, I'll show you. Yes, Daddy, I'll say whatever you want. Repeat after you, okay? I am Daddy's dirty little whore. And no matter how elegantly I'm dressed, or how expensive the jewelry is that I wear, or how graceful and sophisticated I look, I'll never ever forget that I am nothing but a dirty back alley whore, and here is where I belong. On my knees in a nasty, grimy gutter, like the cheap, sleazy little slut I am, with Daddy's cock in my mouth. Now suck me. Oh, right. Yes, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for letting me make it up to you. I'll suck it so good for you. I'll show you how sorry I am for being such a spoiled, ungrateful, naughty little girl. Oh, you're so hard for me already. You must really like seeing me like this, don't you, Daddy? Does it turn you on to have me on my knees? Dressed up all fancy in this elegant designer gown, kneeling in the filthy drain water of this dirty back alley gutter. You like me looking so sophisticated and refined while devouring your hard cock like a cheap, depraved whore? Yeah? So do I. My pussy is so fucking wet, Daddy. Let me show you what a dirty, cock-hungry whore I am under all this grace and elegance. I love being your perfect little girl in front of all of your colleagues. And then just being a dirty whore. Whenever you want me. Wherever you want me. Mm-hmm. Daddy. If I'm really gonna learn this lesson. I mean, to really understand that I'm nothing but a filthy gutter slut. I need you to treat me like one. You need to fuck my face in this rundown alley like a cheap whore that I am. Throat. I mean, such a spoiled, ungrateful, childish little brat. I've disappointed you. Take it out of my throat, Daddy. Punish me with your big, thick tail. Cheap, a healthy little whore I am, and shoot your hot, sticky little lip, my pretty little face. Oh, you want me on all fours? Yes, Daddy, of course I'll turn around, be on bend over. Wait, Daddy, don't ruin your tux. Here, let me lay my dress down for you. It's already covered in dirty drain water. Not to mention all the spit and pre-cum that's dripped onto it off my chin. Oh, no. The gown fit me so perfectly around the hips, I didn't want any panty lines. So, there. Now I can turn around, get down on all fours, and you can come fuck me from behind without getting dirt on your pants. Oh, Daddy, I really am such a filthy whore for you. Completely naked in nothing but my heels and jewelry. Down on my hands and knees on the dirty ground in this grungy alley like a common street corner whore. Oh, God, yes, Daddy. Fucking spank me, Daddy. Spank me. Punish me. I'll leave my handprint on my fucking ass, Daddy. Yes. Oh, pull my hair. Yes, Daddy. Pull my hair. Fucking make me remember this lesson, Daddy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Daddy, I'm close. Oh, fuck. Please, may I come? Please, Daddy. Oh. I know I don't deserve it, but I want to come so fucking bad. Oh my God, yes. Oh God, my tight, slutty little pussy needs to come, please, Daddy. Oh fuck, I'm so close. Oh God, oh. Please, Daddy, please. No, please put it back in. No, Daddy, please give it back. Oh, no. Oh God, you're right, I don't deserve it. I'm such a spoiled little brat. Oh God. Over there? Oh, yes, Daddy. Is this what you want me, Daddy? With my back against the dumpster? Oh, fuck! Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, let me wrap my legs around you and let you fuck my tight little pussy. Oh, Daddy, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. stretch me out. Oh my god, yes, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Daddy. Don't stop. Yes. Oh my god, yes. Fuck. Yes, Daddy, make me your dirty little cumster slut. Oh god. Oh fuck, I'm so close. Daddy, please. Daddy, may I come? Please, Daddy, can I come? Daddy, please, make me come against this foul, filthy dumpster like a dirty whore. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I can come when you come. Oh, fuck, I'm so fucking close. Yes, I can hold it. I'll hold it for you, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Please, come, please. As soon as you start pumping your hot load into me, I'm gonna fucking explode. Oh, God, can you feel how tightly I'm squeezing around your big, thick cock, Daddy? Can you feel how hard I'm about to come? I'm right on the edge, Daddy, please. Oh, God, dump your cum into my tight, hungry little pussy, yes. Oh, my God, yes, I can feel you coming, yes, Daddy. Oh! 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 Fuck! Oh! God! Oh! Daddy! Oh, God! Yes! Oh! God! Oh! Daddy, that was so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, your tuxedo jacket is so warm with your body heat. Oh, you're gonna carry me back to the car? Oh, I love this. Your strong arms scooping me up. My head resting gently on your chest. Oh, wait, my dress. Oh, I'm sure it just needs a good dry cleaning. No, Daddy, I don't want a new one. I'm grateful for the one I have. I'd like to keep it to always remind me of this night. Is that okay? Thank you, Daddy. Yeah, if you just squat down a little, I can just reach. Oh, got it. Thank you, Daddy, for the dress, the shoes and jewelry, and for tonight. I'm so grateful to you, Daddy, for everything you do for me, and I'll never forget it. Never again.